This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Taman Tun apartments are right on the edge of the once upon a time Green Lang area of Bukit Tunku, also called Canny Hills, especially by the residents there who prefer the posh Anglo name, keeping with it the allure that it is the enclave of the rich in the Klang Valley. Right in the middle of this mixed development, not far from the entrance to the hockey stadium of Jalan Duta, which a little bit told me was built in the late 1950s, among the eateries, a laundry, a bank, many offices and many homes, is an art gallery. Modern Art Transact. It houses works by a photographer who did much of his own developing and printing, His Royal Highness Sultan Ismail Nasiruddin Shah, the fourth Yang Dipertuan Agong of Malaysia. I was there with the gallery owner and curator of the works, who played docent, walking me through the apartment gallery, pointing out details about the photographs in the exhibition titled Vintage Photographs and the Actualure Papers. The gallery owner is none other than the Sultan's grandson and custodian of the Royal Photographer's works, Raja Muhammad Zainul Ihsan Shah. He tells me,
this exhibition is a mix of prints printed 60 years ago by my grandfather himself, master printmaker, and the ones that we printed in 1997. You must understand, there are thousands and thousands of negatives. Everything's not been printed yet. So when I print, I normally print ones that he has not printed before. There's no vintage print of it. It doesn't exist. It's lost or damaged, or the only ones surviving will be little 4x5 postcards in albums. But there's no enlargement. These, if you talk about the auction market and collectability, these are huge. It's 16 by 20 inches or 20 by 24. Even 14-11 is considered very big in terms of classic photography of before and just after the Second World War. So these are basically 16 by 20 and printed by others between 1997 and 2000.
And they are all in black and white.
There are some which my grandfather hand-colored. It's a black and white photograph, but quite a bit on hand-colored photographs.
That's supposed to be a Japanese technique.
Yes, because he learned everything from the Japanese. I still have that oil. It's actually Marshall's photo oils. And I found a rag inside. So that's what he used to, like, zokingake. Yeah, I think that's the word, where rubbing the oil onto the photograph was part of the whole process.
An exhibition of about 35 photographs, some printed by His Royal Highness Sultan Ismail himself, mostly in black and white, but some hand-coloured using a Japanese technique called zokingake. All in all, His Royal Highness left behind only about 150 prints that he produced himself, but quite a few got damaged. Raja Muhammad Zainul had to find printers to undertake printing different editions and printing works that His Royal Highness left only as negatives. Raja Ihsan.
I first showed this in 1996, and then 1 year later, Petronas did. And there were always requests. So I did editions, because I own the negatives, and not many prints, because my grandfather only left like 150 prints. A lot were damaged and lost. And so I did editions, because I was a dealer. I mean, I was dealing in art before, so I know how to approach limited editions and all that. But I did go to London to find out what's the most serious approach of doing limited editions and what kind of papers to print them on and how you print them and all that. But lucky I found some good printers here. So I found this Kodak Actualure paper, which my grandfather used. And it's the only paper at that time which had pre-World War II specifications. So it was a very moody, painterly. But now the printmakers are disappearing. So it's very difficult now. Surprisingly though, there is this unbelievable development in the photography area where you can actually manually print photographs from digital scans. And this can only happen in, I think, two places in America.
Kodak Actualure paper, discontinued back in the year 2000. And beyond the discontinued paper, the disappearing printmakers in a world of digital photography. I asked Raja Ihsan how he has ordered for this exhibition the mix of prints by His Royal Majesty and prints made more recently. He says,
it's quite subjective sometimes, but
after all, Raja Ihsan sees himself not merely as a gallery owner.
I promote things out of love for the art. I mean, you can call me a collector as well. But I like to promote important movements or important things, I think, in art. Not every aspect of art. Some artists have called me an artist, which in a different way, not a painter, but an artist in a different way. The way I look at things and the way I feel for things.
The photographs on the exhibition are not in any kind of order. Not chronological, not by geography. They flow one into another in Raja Ihsan's intuitive stream, born out of a love for his grandfather, His Royal Highness Sultan Ismail, and a love for art and photography. I asked the curator, what would a viewer learn about His Royal Majesty looking at the images he captured in his lifetime?
Intimacy, I think. He felt comfortable with everything that before him. He excelled in portraiture. Not only portraits in the studio, which he had. He had a fantastic indoor studio. And also, he felt very comfortable shooting people on the street. I mean, really up close, like normal folk. He did shoot many ceremonial things. He normally lent his camera to four others to shoot things like that. But he was very informal as he walked around.
Here is one that underscores Sultan Ismail's comfort and ease going up to everyday folks and taking pictures of them. It's a black and white photograph of an Indian food vendor sitting on a low box on a 5-foot way, kaki lima, and making thosai or chapati. He's in a white t-shirt, probably of the Pagoda brand, and a checkered sarong with one knee raised. Around him, pots of, I suppose, batter, dal and other condiments. There is, of course, a clay stove also. The food vendor dominates the frame. Two children face him, one with his back to us, another, a girl in a dark skirt, smiling and revealing her missing teeth, contrasts the vendor's stern and proud look straight at the camera. His eyes are riveting. It is obvious that the subject of the photograph knew that the camera was pointed at him, and he's posed, positioning himself a little straighter. Both the royal photographer and his subject must have worked together to create that moment which looks both studied and spontaneous. The children look as if they were oblivious to the photographer. In the background, another Indian man dressed all in white, shirt and trousers. He's on a stool with his knees crossed, pulling his trouser leg up to expose his dark skin and his shoe-covered feet. His shoulders and head disappear off the frame. I don't know how many times His Royal Highness shot the food vendor, but in the pre-digital camera days, there was a limit to what you could do.
He was very meticulous in composition. And I remember, because he took photographs of me and others, even a simple group photograph, it would take a few minutes before it actually clicked. This is not roll film. It was like 12, you know, I had to change film every time he shot. If there was roll at the time, it was like 10 or 12. But he really, really made what he shot count. And he had to be supremely confident because there's no way of checking whether he did. I mean, he had a light meter with him. And, you know, you have to do a lot of calculations in your head with this light meter to get it absolutely right. But I think he mastered the sense of it.
Raja Ihsan, the grandson and custodian of His Royal Majesty, Sultan Ismail Nasiruddin Shah's photographic works. He has been showing me and talking to me about these 35 works, which are on exhibit at Modern Art Transact in Taman Tungku Apartments. Coming up, we'll see more of these wonderful black and white prints and some hand-colored ones. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. You're tuned to Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. In the gallery, Modern Art Transact in Taman Tungku Apartments, are photographs taken by His Royal Highness Sultan Ismail Nasiruddin Shah of Terengganu, the fourth Yang Dipertuan Agong of Malaysia. His grandson, Raja Muhammad Zainal Ihsan Shah, the gallery owner of Modern Art Transact, is the custodian and curator of His Royal Majesty's works, which are on the walls there. The gallery is a converted apartment, minimal furniture, and on the walls of the living room, the four bedrooms, the hallways, hang the exhibits. Raja Ihsan tells that his grandfather was a meticulous royal photographer of everyday life, which means that it took time to get things right. When His Royal Majesty captured pictures of commoners, people he didn't know, he was able to put his subject at ease. He was comfortable with his subjects as they were posing for him. Raja Ihsan.
Fortunately, I don't have the picture hanging now. But there was a picture of four or five boys and this old man at the steps of Batu Caves. And thanks to Facebook, 50 years later, somebody comes up to me and tells me, I know everybody in the photograph. And the main subject, unfortunately, passed away just months after. But the rest were around, and then they made bicycles. This family made bicycle wheels and all that. They own a food restaurant in near Batu Caves. So I asked them, any of you, did you know who it was?
Sir.
No. And they only found this out because they saw it in the newspaper when I did an exhibition in many years ago. And it was printed in the Star, I think. They really didn't know who it was. And I said, it just, some people just walked up to us. And
people were willing to pose for that photograph.
Yeah, because right after that, he shot somebody milking a cow. He shot various versions of a Hindu priest. Very, very close. So I don't know whether they actually knew it was him. He was not from Kuala Lumpur. He was from Terengganu. So
his subjects did not know that the photographer belonged to royalty. Rajasan walks me to another black and white photograph to underscore that his grandfather liked capturing the citizenry. It is a photograph taken during the emergency at a new village.
So this is in Ulu Terengganu. This is a red area, very close to the communist insurgents area. So I was told by the private secretary, I think the RAF actually bombed the area a few days, 2 or 3 days successively, you know, So it was considered safe enough for him to come. So he flew in by helicopter. And this is the home guard with the Orang Asli. Obviously, this boy who knew who he was. So he was standing at attention, smiling at him because he knew this home guard. Not looking at the camera, he's actually looking at the boy.
A home guard in his freshly ironed uniform stands to the left of a young bald-headed Orang Asli boy who comes up only to his waist. The home guard, with a hint of smile on his face, is looking down at the boy. The little boy looks away from the camera, either to avoid the gaze of the photographer or pretending that he needs to stand at attention at a makeshift parade for VIPs who have just come to visit in a helicopter. The uniformed home guard and the boy share the center of the photograph, both standing tall and straight, giving a kind of stability as if to say, all is right, things are fine. Two other Orang Asli boys near the right and left edges of the photograph, also standing straight, echo the two subjects in the middle that dominate the image. But we don't see their faces. The long horizontal shadows at the feet of the subjects underscore a calmness that has descended on that new village. His Royal Highness Sultan Ismail learned his art from a Japanese photographer in Terengganu and was very much influenced by Japanese art. There are elements of painting in his photographs. Raja Ehsan.
This is talking about mainly the horizon. He breaks the rule again here because the horizon is not supposed to be in the central part, but it's something that's being done again and again nowadays.
So is this an example of closer to being Japanese?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, even before
there's no diagonals here, but is there a horizontal line?
It looks very much like a painting.
It's a very painterly character. I was listening to the interview of an early Philippine photographer, very good insights into it. And they say, in order to take photography, he had to learn painting, because that's where the compositions all come in. And of course, he hand-painted as well. He didn't paint many, because he was married to the Kuan Kuan Intan. She came from the Sultan Hussein dynasty of Singapore, the last Sultan of Singapore.
I want to stay on and look at the photographs, study them, soak them in. Absorb the view of His Royal Highness Sultan Ismail Nasiruddin Shah of Terengganu, the fourth Yang Dipertuan Agong of Malaysia. But time beckons me away. I asked Raja Ehsan to describe what this exhibition is about, beyond the fact that the exhibits there belong to his grandfather. He says,
early photography, the importance of knowing the history of photography, how things evolved. I can print this very big size, digital-wise, but then you not get the message, you see? And the idea that in those days, photographers had to know how to print. And there was no such thing as, we have no time to print because we're busy making money from taking photographs, because nobody made money from photographs, you see? And there was also this skewed opinion about, oh, he was rich, he was privileged, that's why he photographed. But then you still have to do something about it. In fact, most of the photographers in Asia and Europe at that time who could be creative and experimented with photography were people who are not struggling in life financially. So Alfred Stieglitz, the father of modern photography, Jewish family, his family was well off. The Japanese Fukuhara, he was the founder of Shiseido, and four his five brothers, another guy called Nojima, who was a banker and never traveled outside of Japan.
You can go to Modern Art Transact to see these photographs for yourself. Keep your ears peeled and you'll find out when the exhibits change. Modern Art Transact is in G4 Taman Tunku Apartments off Langat Tunku. Gallery hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can call up 019-280-9985 for an appointment. This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.